We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Barrett, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yashinsky wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate, and Yashinsky not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posenda getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Root hits it. Nope. Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can get that at the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080 The Fan and radio.com. Speaking of podcasts, the Beers on Us podcast will drop tomorrow, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Whoa.
And actually, it dropped like 2 hours ago.
We're all over the place.
We're all over the place.
We also didn't do that in the podcast, so we apologize.
Yeah, so we apologize for that. But nobody, I bet you nobody will notice.
That's probably wrong.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think somebody will say something?
Well, I don't know if he'll say something, but somebody will notice. We have enough P1s of that podcast who listen to everyone that, yeah.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I got some...
We're very sorry.
I got some earth-shattering news here for you from the NBA draft.
Oh, please do tell me.
Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the future owners of the NBA draft. Yes. It will be the NBA draft brought to you by Oklahoma City Thunder. Have drafted point guard Cassius Winston from Michigan State, and I actually really like this pick.
Do you only like this pick because he's one of the few guys you recognize on the draft board?
Kind of, yeah. Winston, four-year starter at Michigan State.
Yeah, I know.
He's an Izzo guy.
Yes.
He's great.
Sure.
He's a really good player.
And then coincidentally, right after that, Cassius Stanley from Duke got drafted. Yeah. So Cassius, then very next pick, another Cassius.
Back to back. Why you say Cassius.
Cassius, is it Cassius or Cassius?
I think Winston is Cassius. I think his name's Cassius Winston.
I thought it was just Cassius.
Like Cassius Clay, like the boxer?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Like the boxer? In case you didn't know who he was?
Yes. I thought it was just Cassius. Yep. You okay over there?
Oh, I made myself laugh. That's great. You want to feel old? Right before Winston got drafted, the Kings drafted Kenyon Martin Jr.
Kenyon Martin Sr. was drafted in what, 05?
Something like that.
Number one overall, right?
You want to feel old? Yeah, dude, Cincinnati was number one seed. They were going to go on a run. They lost their second game because Kenyon Martin broke his leg.
Why are you laughing about that?
I don't
That's
mean
sad.
To. It just reminds
You're
me.
You're in a giggle mood now because you made yourself laugh about Cassius Clay, you weirdo.
It just reminds me that I'm old.
The one that got me earlier was the first five picks in the draft this year were all born in 2001.
Oh, God.
2001.
2001, man.
They were all born then.
I was really big into Marshall Mathers in 2001.
Me too.
You know the rapper?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Okay.
I hate you.
I know you do. All right. Well, we're talking about major league hires, and you know we're already way against it, so I might as well just cut it short here.
It's 9:08.
We're talking about
what's happening on the show today,
Mike. I know how this show works. All right. I've been here.
Yes, you have.
Before.
You have been.
A decent amount. Who doesn't like a good rubby action?
I'm getting Cassius and Cassius for both of them.
You're getting Cassius and Cassius for both of them.
Yes.
So for both guys.
You actually pronounce the Eus.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I thought you were telling me I got two sources, and one says it's Cassius, and the other one says it's Cassius.
Sounds like a law firm. Cassius and Cassius.
Or Winston and Stanley.
Ooh.
Even better. There you go.
Yeah, Winston and Stanley. Both guards. Blue blood programs.
Yeah.
There is a guy that just got drafted by the Nets called Jay Scrubb. You were talking about that earlier.
He was tied to the Blazers a lot for some reason. I don't know anything about him.
His
last name is Scrubb with two B's, so you know.
What's Scrubb?
He's got a lot going for him.
What's more Blazers, Scrubb or a Wazoo guy that doesn't have a pre-draft analysis?
It's the Wazoo guy that doesn't have a pre-draft analysis. That's way more Blazers.
Go Cougs! I'm so jacked right now, man. I'm happy. All right, well, the Detroit Tigers hire A.J. Hinch, who the White Sox didn't. For God knows what reason. And I feel like they just waited around once the White Sox were like, we're going to hire Tony La Russa. Tigers were like, really? Whoa.
Okay.
Didn't see that coming.
Ring, 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 ring. Hey, AJ, same division, worse assets.
Yeah.
But. We'll pay you money. Ooh. And we'll forget that you're a cheater.
It's like the Sonics at number two. And the Blazers select Greg Oden. And Sonics are like, really? Huh. Okay.
Kevin Durant.
We'll take Kevin Durant. Yeah. I felt like the Tigers did the same thing here. Yeah. Oh, really? We'll take A.J. Hinch.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to really...
From Ron Garden hire to A.J. Hinch.
It's going
to
be interesting.
Get the Ron Garden hires and Tony La Russa's
out of baseball.
Get them out.
Although I always liked Ron Garden hire, even though he always, you know, managed teams I hated.
He's the same.
He is the same.
He's the same.
Minus the accolades. So instead of a Hall of Fame World Series winning in both leagues manager, he's just an old white guy. And so A.J. Hinch gets that gig. It'll be interesting to watch him in there because I do think he is good at young player development.
Mm-hmm. He did it with the Stros.
He did it with the Stros.
And in a trash can, though.
And so this will be interesting to see if he can kind of recreate some of that same stuff, which I think could be a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I know a lot of the Tigers' young players or prospects.
Matt Boyd. That's it.
Well, he sucked last year, too.
But that's it. That's all they got.
I know Nico Goodrum is there.
You just made that up.
Like Albert Albuquerque?
Yeah.
I know that they've got, isn't Casey Mize
getting
there?
Higgy with it.
The prospect, the young guy, Casey Mize.
Casey Mize, yeah. The number one overall pick.
He's there. So I'll be curious to see. The only thing that I feel about A.J. Hinch that's different than I feel about, like, Alex Cora, for example, who we'll talk about, is that from all of the reports is that he just let it happen, not did it, right?
I know. It sounds like there were multiple times when he
tried to stop it. Which is weird to say tried to, considering he's the manager of the effing team. You can stop it. However, because of that, although I think he's a cheater, he's not to the same level of, say, Carlos Beltran and or Alex Cora and or the players who partook in this. Who
Greg Mann, Altuve, Springer.
Forever. Correa. I'll hate forever for this.
Josh Reddick.
Yep. Yuli Gurriel.
Yeah. He's also racist.
Justin Verlander.
Verlander. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
I'll be willing to forgive Garrett Cole, though.
I hate you. You're the worst. You're the absolute worst. I forgive Mike Fiers.
Good. Well, he was the whistleblower, so.
He's the rat.
Was he the rat, really? No, the rat is in the program when he does it. He was already out. He's the whistleblower. That's what he is. So I don't know. I mean, like, I'll be curious to see. I'm not going to say I'm rooting for A.J. Hinch, no way. But I'm curious to see if he can do it in Detroit. Whereas, like, for Alex Cora, I hope he burns and fails and everything falls apart around him because he's a cheater. And a one-year suspension, he's saying, oh, I understood what I did wrong. Shut the F up, dude.
And I'm curious if it's a stepping stone.
For?
A.J. Hinch. Like, does he just get back in the league and then just kind of like...
A couple years with Detroit.
They win, let's say they win 50 games next year and say they win 75 the next year. Bob Melvin retires or...
You know what I
see? Seattle gets their S together.
You know what I see?
What? Boone gets fired and they hire A.J. Hinch?
The New York Mets. If they're keeping around Rojas for one more year.
Yeah, that's a dead man walking.
It is a dead man walking. You know, new manager or new owner, the whole franchise is changing in front of us.
Right.
Does AJ Hinch do 1 or 2 years with the Tigers and then go to New York?
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
Especially if Theo Epstein's the GM and president of baseball ops.
Yeah, that, I thought it was interesting that he stepped down but is not taking the Mets job.
He said he's not taking the Mets job?
Yeah, the reports are he's taking a full year off, so the Mets and Phillies are not happening for him.
Oh, Steve Cohen will just write him a bigger check.
I think Epstein might be going into something else.
Like non-baseball? Oh, I think I read stuff that he might be getting into Fenway Group and doing Liverpool stuff.
That's what I was thinking. I read something about soccer, but I was thinking, I read ownership group.
Yeah, because the Harts, they own Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Right? Isn't it John Hart owns the Red Sox? Isn't that his
name?
John Henry, thank you.
Yes.
John Hart's a Braves guy. John Henry owns the Red Sox, and he owns Fenway Sports Group.
Yep.
Which own Liverpool.
Yes. And a couple of other European.
There's a lot more money over there, dude.
I think he owns like Monaco and.
Oh.
Maybe it's one of those.
Birthplace.
I think it's like one in Italy, one in France, something like that.
Oh. Well, good luck, Theo.
Let's see.
See you in Cooperstown, I guess, right?
Fenway Sports Group. Oh, Sports Management, right?
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be in Cooperstown. He's got to be one of the greatest GMs of all time, right?
Yeah.
He won 2 World Series on 2 teams who had droughts of 100 plus years.
He only won 2 in Boston? He wasn't there for all 3?
No. I'm just saying.
Oh, 2 different teams.
Teams who had, well, I guess the Red Sox were almost at 100 years, right?
86, 84, something like that.
And the Cubs were over 100 years.
See.
So he was able to snap 2 streaks by building winners in both cities.
So you're telling me I hate Theo Epstein.
Why?
Because he created the obnoxious that is current Red Sox fans, and he ripped the hearts out of my Cleveland team.
Yes, you do.
Oh, man. I really liked Theo, too.
FenwaySportsManagement.com Excuse me. Does not exist.
Fenway Sports Group. I don't know. Look at that.
I'll find it for you.
When we come back, I want to talk about, speaking of Fenway, I want to talk about a guy that just got hired out there. We'll stick, I don't know, heavy manager talk. Yeah, we'll do that. This will be fun, right? We'll go to Boston as they rehire Alex Cora. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner After Dark on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
.919 here, Portland Sports Leader. Mike, we're going to make it through this whole movie, I think. We got knocked up on the screen.
Yeah, we were in a little early because we had the hour break. And
because the coach's show, Home of the Ducks.
We were looking for something to watch, and we hadn't seen Knocked Up in quite a bit.
Nope.
And I remember liking this movie a lot when I first saw it.
They are currently on drugs in Vegas, right? Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah, Paul Rudd's trying to fit his fist into his mouth.
And sweating profusely? Yeah, yeah. I believe they ate the now legal drug in the state of Oregon.
Well, it's not legal. It's legal for therapy. It has to be prescribed by a doctor.
That sounds legal.
Well, yeah, but it's not just like, hey, I can go to the store and get some shrooms. It's like, hey, I have depression in my...
I think it's
schizophrenia. Wait, I can just go to the store and get some shrooms?
Mike said it right here.
Well, I think
it's
It's not just schizophrenia. It's for a lot of things. It's
PTSD, depression.
Depression, yeah. But it has to be prescribed. So.
I'm super depressed. Give me mushrooms.
Okay. You know you can just grow those in your backyard.
What?
Don't you need a cow?
No. You need the internet.
Well, I have one of those.
I have multiples of those. I've got my phone. I've got this computer at work. Where I only buy my illegal drugs on the computer at work, under Mike Lynch's login.
What a time.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, we, decriminalized all those hard drugs, and I was like, you know what? I think I just want to go out and give those a try now.
See, and I'm the opposite. Now that they're legal, I just don't care.
You fell out of those things?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about going home. I was thinking about going home and laying in my big pile of blow and just figured, you know. I don't need this anymore. It's not cool anymore.
I like the danger aspect.
By the way, speaking of...
You gotta be in to do it.
Speaking of owners of teams...
Mm-hmm.
Did you
see... Yeah, we were looking at owners of teams over the break.
Did you see that 2 actors bought a British soccer team.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds.
Ah, yes.
And Rob McElhenney from Always Sunny.
I don't know who that is.
He's the main guy in Always Sunny.
Mac.
He's from, Mac.
Which one's Mac?
We'll look him up.
The one that goes from like buff to fat like every other season or something.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
They own Wrexham Football Club.
That's not healthy, by the way.
No.
They own what?
Wrexham.
Gesundheit.
They are in the fifth tier, I believe.
Ooh.
So right below League Two is, I think, where Wrexham is.
I thought you were about to say right below League Four. They're in the fifth. You know, like the boxer.
Yeah, they're in the National League. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, Wrexham is in Wales. I just thought it was cool that two actors decided to buy an English soccer team because as somebody who, when he plays FIFA and Football Manager, takes a team from that level and tries to build them up.
You should take them.
That's awesome. Oh, I will. That's actually going to be my, because I haven't played it for a while.
Yeah.
And my save that I was doing kind of like.
Just fizzled out a little bit. Yeah.
I got bored of it. And I'm going to take over Wrexham. I'm going to be the manager for Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
Can you change their name to like Deadpool or something fun like that? My wife is super hot. Right?
Just a cool little note.
He's got Blake Lively?
He does.
Isn't that his wife?
He does, yeah.
Man.
Rob is married to Caitlin Olsen, also from Always Sunny, and from Oregon.
The blonde girl. Nicely done.
We tried to get her on Primetime.
Oh, yeah?
And her dad's a listener of Primetime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shout out.
And he emailed us. Sure, like, he's no, listening I'll try to figure it now. Out. And he goes, sorry. I can't get her on.
She won't even talk to me.
I just didn't know that you could marry birds. That's the crazy thing.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Oh, it's a joke from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
They openly call her like a bird on that show. Like, D, you shut up, you bird.
Yeah,
I haven't watched more than like 5 episodes of it before.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. My roommate is from Philly, so he's a huge fan of the show, and he's going to make me watch it at some point, but I just have not done.
Hot take? Best sitcom ever.
Whoa.
I'm not surprised by that hot take, but
I'll stand by that.
I can't agree or disagree because I have not watched it.
Stand by that?
Yeah.
Like, better than The Office?
Yeah.
Well, I like a show better than The Office, too. It's called Parks and Rec.
Oh, no, that's fake Office.
We're going to go down this road again.
Parks and Rec is my favorite show.
You know that's fake Office, Mike. Why are we doing this again? You know it's fake Office.
It's better than The Office.
It's fake Office with a worse Michael Scott.
It's The Office enhanced.
No. No. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You put characters side by side, and The Office will win out.
Debatable. Michael Scott is better.
Michael Scott is better than Amy Poehler.
Yes.
Nick Offerman, probably better than Jim.
Yes.
But there's no. No one's better than Dwight.
No, Dwight would win. But the Andy.
Andy?
Is hilarious.
Oh, Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt's character.
I'll give you Ed Helms.
Ed Helms sucks in The Office. I hate that character so much.
I hate that guy.
He's one of the worst characters in that show. I hate it.
I know. Andy wasn't my favorite either. But I get Kevin Malone.
Versus who? Because at that point, you're...
I could argue Kevin Malone is as big of a character as Andy is in Parks and Rec.
As big as, sure, but better than no. No.
Stop. I don't know, dude. The chili...
Aziz Ansari. Okay. One scene where he drops the chili becomes infamous and all of a sudden he's the best character?
Hot take, Aziz, not funny.
Okay.
No. Except for Treat Yourself. That's legit.
That is great.
But that's not him. That's the other chick.
Well, it's both of them.
Nah, it's mostly her. I bet you she came up with it.
Maybe.
And Aziz was like, I'm famous. I can get us famous.
I bet you the writers came up with it, actually.
I've stared at this 40 times already. It's beautiful.
Rashida Jones? In both.
Cross out.
Cross out. Although, bigger role in Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Sure. She is Rashida like Amy Jones, best friend.
And Rashida Jones rules all life. Yes. She's great.
She is great.
Rob Lowe, Ed Helms.
Rob Lowe.
Ed Helms.
Come on.
No, I'm with you. I really don't like Ed Helms all that much.
I think this conversation is turning against you.
No,
Patrick.
It's not, because Amy Poehler is not my jam.
That's fine.
In any way, shape, or form, and she's the main character.
That is true.
Michael Scott.
Is your
Steve
jam.
Carell is... a genius.
He wins in that sense. For
he
sure.
is a genius.
But I think all the supporting characters goes to Parks and Rec, so that nudges it out.
I disagree. You just said no one touches Dwight.
Yep.
Ooh, Rashida Jones or Jenna Fischer?
I think that's a tie. I think they're both good supporting characters.
Pam is a great character.
She is. So is Rashida Jones.
Hmm.
I think it's closer than you think.
Well, the draft just ended.
I think it's close.
As Mr. Irrelevant, Sam Merrill, drafted from Utah State, shooting guard. Shooting guard, 6'5", 205.
Hey, he's got Mountain West players in the last two picks.
He's got short arms and an undefined frame and less than stellar run and jump athleticism. But he's
he'll have some skeptics
because
in the
of that.
NBA
he's
circle.
Got some skeptics. Yeah, yeah.
He has some trouble containing more explosive perimeter players.
He's not the most
AKA the entire NBA.
He's not the most reliable finisher in traffic.
He also looks like a doofus in his little picture.
And no NBA team is going to give him the same type of on-ball freedom he got at Utah State. He's also 25 years old.
By the way, Jay Scrub with two Bs, overall ranked 75, had a pre-draft profile.
You're really?
Really.
This is messed up. And you're mispronouncing his name. It's Scrub-Up.
sorry. Like Thick-A-Kick?
Like Thick-A-Kick.
Jay Scrub-Up-Up?
Scrub-Up-Up. Scrub-Up. Wow.
That was a very aggressive ending of the music.
It probably ran out.
Shows like had it pause the entire show, just keep starting
no,
it again.
No one expected to need 7-8 minutes of hot college basketball bed.
Cassius Winston.
Whoa, that's
overall
NBA.
Ranked 29, drafted 53rd.
That's NBA on NBC.
Oh, that is right true. There. That is true. The old NBA on NBC.
How dare you get that wrong?
Which I'm pretty sure actually that Fox now has the rights to it.
And they got the music?
I'm pretty sure they do, and they do play it during their college basketball games now. See? And it just when you hear it, it does not give you that same effect.
Who watches college basketball? Kel watches college basketball.
Is it true?
It's true.
No, it's not. Not sure.
I mean, I watch college basketball.
Did you just mess up the Keenan and Kel line that we were going to do together?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, I got pumped, dude. The draft's over.
This is a good text.
My card looks good.
Any chance Theo Epstein helps bring baseball to Portland and becomes GM and part owner? Long shot, agreed. Very long shot, but I would love it.
Very long shot. I mean, chicks
ownership
dig the,
groups, let's go.
Chicks dig the long ball, and if you take as many steroids as Brett Boone took, you might be in there.
What?
What
are you talking about?
That's a long shot.
Oh, from the movie? What are you talking about?
I'm just talking. He was like, it's a long shot. And I was like, I know. Chicks dig the long ball. Okay. But if you juice up like Brett Boone, you might, you know, finish second in MVP.
What's happening?
I don't know. That was just a fairly average little quip I threw out there to take a shot at Brett Boone, and now you're confused. I'm confused. 7 foot kid that strokes it with the acne on his back. Is that better?
I'm very confused.
All right, good. Well, and I just closed out my thing. All right, when we come back, let's talk about awards that were dished out to finalize the 2020 Major League Baseball season. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. But first, there's Joe with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we'll let Joe off the hook this week with no fair or foul. There's actually a lot to kind of chat about. There's so much to talk about, we were still able to waste two segments of a two-hour show.
Three segments?
Three? We did three?
I think so.
We suck, dude.
Oh, no.
We suck again. Hanging out with Rob and Suk too much, man.
I'm just the most upset that you didn't finish the Keenan and Kel reference.
I'm sorry.
It's almost as if like you know only the beginning of the reference.
That might be the truth. All right, awards were handed out in Major League Baseball. And I don't think there's a ton of surprises in these. But I think they're all deserving. We can go through them real quick. You can raise your hand if you've got something to say. The National League Most Valuable Player goes to Freddie Freeman, first baseman, Atlanta Braves.
As expected. Do you have the finalists there in front of you?
I do. Mookie Betts and Manny Machado.
Yeah, this one, when I saw the finalists, I was like, yeah, it's Freddie Freeman's. Yeah. Like, I didn't even think it would be that close between those guys. I was surprised to see Machado on there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That, to me, was a sign of the lack of depth at the MVP table there for the National League.
So. I also think you don't know Manny Machado's stats.
Probably not as well as I should have.
He bat 304 with 16 home runs.
Okay. Good for the shortened year.
And one silver slugger.
What was Freeman?
Freeman batted 341.
Also led the league in runs, second in OPS.
Yeah, he had an on-base percentage of 462.
Slugging of 640.
Yep. What's up, dude? Holla, 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 holla.
It's good to see him win.
Yeah.
Is that the first like true recognition he's gotten?
Yes.
I feel like Freddie Freeman hasn't.
He's probably got a gold glove or two.
He hasn't broken into the ranks of this show's Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado love, but he's like on that tier two list.
Yeah, I've always really loved him, but yeah, you're right. We never really give him, yeah, the Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado treatment that we do of being underrated. I've always loved him. I've always thought he was fantastic.
I kind of have overlooked him in my baseball viewing. Yeah, I don't know why.
If Mookie Betts doesn't hit a pedestrian 292, you know, he might get it, but...
Wow, he has 292 now, pedestrian.
No, but Freddie Freeman wins that, and congratulations to him. He is the spark on that Atlanta Braves team, and I can't wait to see them going forward. The American League MVP is Jose Abreu.
This was a closer...
Another first baseman.
But still expected.
Two first basemen.
Two first basemen. What is this, 1998?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, is that Tino over there at first? Tomei at first.
Hey, Robbie Cano got popped for roids, so Frank Thomas. Is
98. Jose Abreu, he led the majors in RBIs, total bases, led the American League in hits and slugging, and he was only behind Luke Voit in home runs.
Mm-hmm. This was closer. It was him or DJ, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. If DJ doesn't get hurt for 2 weeks, he might win this award, but he did. And I still might have picked Abreu over him anyway.
Yeah.
But it was closer here, but... These two pretty expected based on where we were at the end of the year. Like, okay, Abreu probably will win it.
I think the cool thing about Abreu is we talk about all that flash in Chicago. You know, the Moncadas, the Tim Andersons, the Roberts in the outfield, and you know Eloy Jimenez.
Is it Robert or is it Robert?
I think it's Robert. I think it's Robert. I must be thinking of something else.
Okay,
but let's not forget Eloy Jimenez. True. Like, there's all these other like young guys up and coming. Jose Abreu is the anchor of that team.
He's the vet.
He is the vet. Kind of like Freddie Freeman. You know, we talk about Ozzie Albies and Acuna and, you know, Max Fried and stuff like that. But, like, Freddie Freeman's the guy. And Abreu's the guy there. My only issue with this finalists, I'm okay with Abreu winning it. Why Shane Bieber isn't on this list, I think, is silly.
Well, considering Jose Ramirez was on the list.
I mean.
He had a good year, but.
Yeah. He had 17 dingers.
Bieber should have been on this.
Silver slugger for third base, but yes.
Bieber was incredible.
Bieber should have been on this list, but it doesn't matter because it probably goes to Abreu anyway. And we'll just, you know, swing to the American League Cy Young. Unanimous.
Yep.
With Shane Bieber.
It should have been.
Which is pretty exciting. And as a diehard Cleveland fan, this just goes on the mantle. Since 2000, Bartolo Colon, CeCe Sabathia, Cliff Lee, Kluber twice, and now Shane Bieber. That's six Cy Youngs in 20 years. I think Cleveland knows what to do with pitchers.
That they do.
And I think that's pretty rad. Although, shout out to Kenta Maeda and Hyunjin Ryu for having phenomenal seasons when everyone left you for dead.
That is also true, yes. Ryu, I was a little less surprised by, but right. Kenta Maeda.
Kenta Maeda looked amazing.
I was like, this dude... Like, that's such a twin signing. Like, oh, wow, they're going to get, like, the fourth starter on the Dodgers.
Gonna oh, throw, and like, weird.
For a 4-5 ERA.
Oh, and weird. These guys got lit up by the Astros in the World Series. Who else did? Well, that'd be the guy who finished second in the National League Cy Young, and that would be Yu Darvish.
How about your
maybe
pick
these guys
third, by the
aren't
way.
Bad. I hate you. Why you have me like that?
Well, because you were – when we talked about this, when we got the finalists, we talked about this. Actually, no, it was even before that.
Talking about National League Cy Young?
You said NL Cy Young's going to be DeGrom. It's easy. And it's I went – You sure about that?
Yeah, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Because there's two other pitchers in the NL, and I was like, I brought up Bauer and I brought up Darvish. And the stats at the time were better for DeGrom in some categories.
Mm-hmm.
He finished third.
Yep.
Is this a case of that he wins it too much or he's too good?
No, this is the full case of not looking at the full season and down the stretch. Through his first nine starts, DeGrom allowed 10 earned runs in 54 innings over his last three, 8-14.
Mm.
So he had three bad starts.
So we must have talked about that. In the middle somewhere.
Yeah, he had three bad starts as the Mets were completely tanking at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And not intentionally. They're just that bad. And the Reds went on a surge to make the playoffs because Bauer, he finished with the best ERA and the best whip. And, I mean, if you kind of look at that at the end of the day.
At the time, I think DeGrom had the better whip. I think the ERA was still Bauer when we talked about
sure,
it.
Sure, Bauer finished with a 1.73 ERA and a 0.795 whip. I think this is a little bit of a case of giving it to Bauer to kind of... The old James Harden, Russell Westbrook MVPs that it's like, yeah, it's your turn. But I do think he deserved it.
I'm happy Darvish got on this list.
Me too.
And finished second. I watched him pitch a couple of times this year, and he was electric.
6.64 strikeout to walk ratio.
I would say that he was better than Texas Rangers Darvish this
he
year.
Looked good.
This is the best year of his career.
His hair looks awesome,
it
too.
Really does.
It's great.
And I know that we all follow Pitching Ninja here on Twitter, mm-hmm. Rob Friedman, because, well, we're baseball fans. Yu Darvish actually quote tweets him and responds to him all the time. But it's in Japanese, so you have to hit like translate.
Oh,
the
that's
tweet.
Super fun. That's so cool.
And he's like, I don't know what pitch this would be, because like Darvish supposedly has 10 pitches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Darvish will answer it with a quote tweet and that's be like, so that great. Was a slider.
Yeah, I mean, you are the pitcher guy, so I guess I should let you in on some secrets.
Yeah.
That's rad, especially, you know, and I love hearing that story about Yu Darvish and, you know, Maeda and Ryu as well. Guys that we all left for dead. And the answer is those guys can pitch. And that makes me excited.
Yeah.
You know, look at Clayton Kershaw. He won a World Series. That guy can pitch.
So what you're saying is, if you don't face a team that knows everything that's coming, you actually are good?
Yes.
Or at least not as bad as you looked?
See. Rookie of the year, real quick. Devin Williams wins it for the Brewers. To be honest, I didn't watch a lot of Brewers games this year.
All I saw was Pitching Ninja.
Yeah, I wanted to, but once Yelich kind of was like not being Yelich, I kind of just faded out. Although Bob Uecker still does radio, so that's awesome.
Do yourself a favor and Google Devin Williams changeup compilation or something.
Okay.
That's his main pitch. It's literally unhittable. I think he gave up 2 hits on that pitch all year. Two. I think that's it. I think batters hit like 020 against his changeup. So when I saw the finalists for this, I actually didn't know who would win it, but in my head I was like, it should be this Williams guy, because all I saw, and again, Pitching Ninja, I brought him up, he put his stuff on there all the time. His changeup is nasty.
Yeah, because I saw Alec Boehm and Jake Cronenworth. I saw them frequently. Like, Boehm, I don't know why I saw him so much.
Cronenworth was good this year.
But he
flashed and then kind of faded.
Right. Check this with Devin Williams. Devin Williams gave up a home run on July 27th, his second appearance of the 2020 season. That's the only run he gave up all year.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
0.33 ERA.
Get it, dude. Only 27 innings pitched, but hey.
0.090 batting average against.
Man, those guys find relievers.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Who's the manager up there? Council?
Yeah.
Get it, dude.
Remember, you used to hate
Young
Council.
Blood. Yeah, I did.
He's good.
He is good.
Yeah.
Kyle Lewis, rookie of the year for the Mariners.
Unanimous.
Unanimous as well.
As expected.
As expected. It's
helped
funny.
That Robert faded down the stretch.
Yeah.
But
I didn't realize that Christian Javier was a rookie.
Really?
He actually pitched well for the Astros in the playoffs.
He did.
He pitched really well for them. Did. He's a reason they almost got to the ALCS.
Well, him and Urquidy look good for their future rotation, for sure. They look good because Urquidy looked good in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. Congrats to Kyle Lewis. We talked about that last week with John, or 2 weeks ago with John.
Yeah, John said that if it was a full season, he might not have won it because he faded it for a couple of weeks. Like, mm-hmm. He was in fuego for the first month of the season, and then he had a really bad patch, and then he kind of gained it again at the end of the year. So I'd be curious to see in a full season who would have maybe won Rookie of the Year. Maybe it's still Kyle Lewis. I don't know. But I'd be curious to see that.
And to bring this show roundabout, as we've been talking about him all day, American League Manager of the Year goes to Kevin Cash. I don't think we're all real that surprised. Remember, these votes come in before playoffs.
Bob Melvin was he wasn't a finalist.
He was not. It was Rick Renteria and Charlie Montoyo.
Oh, that's right. Rick Renteria fired and then named finalist for Manager of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And hired Tony La Russa because of that.
Kevin Cash is no shock. I mean, I think this man is a fantastic manager. Sure, he made a mistake in the World Series. He's still a top 5 manager in baseball. And what
that
he does
will haunt him, though.
It might. It might. And then the NL Manager of the Year. That'd be Donnie Baseball.
Yay!
That'd be Donnie Baseball.
There you go, Don Mattingly.
Beats out David Ross of the Cubs and the best, worst manager name in the history of baseball, Jace Tingler.
Yeah. The
Tingler will be the, you know, it sounds like he should play point guard at Oregon State. He'll probably be the front runner, right, for manager of the year next year. We all expect the Padres to make one extra step.
Tingles.
The Tings.
Now we're going to go to the Tingle. he might be. Frankly, it could be Don Mattingly again.
Yeah, I mean, they're good.
I was genuinely worried as a Derek Jeter fanboy that he was walking into a trap.
A massive S show.
In Miami. And he was. And look at what he done. Well, look at what he's done.
Hey,
he's fixed it.
He's got him playing baseball, baby.
He's got him playing baseball. He's got some good young prospects. They made the playoffs this year.
They have a potential ace. They got guys that can hit.
Yep.
Now they got to go spend a little money.
They're looking
good. And they just hired the first woman GM.
That is true.
Let's get it, guys.
Apparently, she's the real deal.
Apparently, she's the real deal. They're going to be fun to watch.
Kim Ang is her name.
Kim Ang. I didn't know how to pronounce it. Ang. Okay, yeah, cool.
Like Ang, like from Avatar.
Nice. Yeah. Baby.
Also, I didn't
know. What's she doing later tonight?
NG. I was like, how do you pronounce
I know. I was
that?
Like, I'm not even going to try.
I was just like, I don't understand.
I know.
It's Ang.
All right, that's the awards. No real surprise of anything, but it's still fun to give guys credit where credit is due. And
I would
gals.
Say the only one that surprised me at all was maybe surprise is the wrong word, but that I didn't think would happen is Devin Williams. I didn't think they'd give it to a reliever. I thought it would go to Bohm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so yeah. I was like, oh, I was pleasantly surprised. Like, oh, cool.
Good on the writers, giving some love for some pitchers. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
We come full circle.
Yeah. I'm gonna figure this out. I'm going to settle this. Joe asked,
is this the first film that we saw Ken Jeong in? Knocked Up on the TV for those just joining us at 9:50 at night.
I'm pretty sure it is because he is an actual doctor.
Yes, he is. He also isn't really very funny right now. He's just playing a serious doctor.
Right. Until you get him in Hangover, that's when he really shines.
For some reason, I thought that, obviously this is before that, I thought that was his first movie because it was like such a ridiculous role that propelled him to be like Community Ken Jeong and like, you know, that kind of thing.
The fact that he went from being a doctor to, you know, showing all of his anatomy basically in the film.
Well, it's related.
Kudos.
Anatomy, doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
For science. For research purposes. Look how small it can get.
I made a mistake. What I'm paying for it. Well, I scrolled too fast down and. Now it's like things he's like produced and things like that.
You've skipped. Crap. You've gotten past the actor area. Like,
crap. He was in one episode of Entourage.
Okay.
One episode of The Office.
He was?
He was on one episode of Two and a Half Men as a male nurse. So he's like all these like really, really.
So he keeps playing a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Tang. Some character in a Cedric the Entertainer Presents called Asian Thunder.
I see something.
That is very fitting.
But yes, his first movie is Knocked Up.
Yeah, because I see TV movie called Three Strikes. That was in 2006. But everything before that, TV series, TV
and then
series.
Yeah, and then he hit Step Brothers, Pineapple Express, Role Models.
So he was in Seth Rogen movies.
Yeah, The Hangover.
All right.
All About Steve.
Cool.
Couples Retreat. I think they're all Judd Apatow movies.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
That guy is rich.
He's also very good at making movies.
Judd Apatow?
Generally.
I mean, you make the same movie like 35 times, you're bound to get rich.
He also puts his wife in all of them.
Is that his wife?
Leslie Mann is his wife.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
She's hot.
Net worth, guess.
Judd
now.
Apatow?
Yeah.
Net worth, I'll go with $230 million.
Whoa.
Mike?
I was going to say like 35 mil.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, 150.
All right.
I mean, you win because I went over.
No, but you're closer.
Yeah, Price is Right rules. There you go.
Price is Right rules. $1. $1.
I'll give it to you. I was way lower than that.
So you got to remember, like, Judd Apatow does it the right way. So he writes these movies, and then one movie becomes famous. So then he goes, all right, well, I'm going to write another movie, but this time I'm going to make sure I'm a producer of it. So this movie playing on TV right now, Judd Apatow just got a check for like $200.
Every time it plays. Yeah.
And maybe not even two. Like, it could be more than that.
It's probably more than that. God, those royalty checks must be so nice.
They're awesome.
If you're like a movie whore, so, you know, quote unquote, and you just are in everything, and you just get like what? How many checks a year?
Yeah.
Because it's like every channel is showing your movie.
Right. I mean, it's like all those guys on The Office don't ever have to work again. Some of them do for fun, but it's like those syndication checks. You know, it's like the Levy's in S Creek, you know? Can we say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. It's like those guys. If that show ever leaves Netflix or ever is able to be syndicated on cable television, never work again.
Right. That's
cha-ching,
true.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
And that's why they try to get those shows syndicated because they know that it's a cash cow for them moving forward.
Yeah, so it's like Netflix is fighting to keep The Office on Netflix. and Steve Carell and more like Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak are just sitting there going, we don't care. You guys fight over it.
Right.
Just my address is here. No, we are not secretly a couple. No, we did not just have our second child.
Every time this plays on Comedy Central, we make big bucks.
Yeah. Do you know that nobody knows who Mindy Kaling's kid's dad is?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know this? No idea. She just had her second kid.
I think she's incredibly unfunny, so I try not to pay attention.
Ditto. I think she's about as funny as Aziz.
Okay.
Which is weird because they play the same character.
They do.
No, they lean on being the funny, weird Indian person. And I think it doesn't work for either of them.
That is true. In those shows, at least.
So Mindy Kaling has two kids. Nobody knows who the father is. She won't tell anybody. But BJ Novak is the godfather of both children.
Hmm.
And they have rumored to be on and off again for years.
Just like they were on the show.
Yeah. Well, that's why you write it. The secret, the theory is that they have been together forever. And always will.
What? That sounds like a conspiracy theory the way you said that.
But for some reason.
They've been together forever and always will.
Yeah, but for some reason they don't want to let anybody know.
Are they like Scientologists or something?
Yeah. Always has been.
Always has been. Oh, that's great. We had a good meme day today.
We had for whatever reason.
I've stared at this for 4 hours. It's fantastic.
Both Beers on Us and this show were complete all over the place. But you know what? It is what it is.
It's all right, man. I'll tell you what. No show on this station today or tomorrow broke down the NBA draft like we did. Go Cougs. Blazers got the steel, diamond in the rough, and knocked up. Still a solid movie.
Yeah, after not seeing it for 10 years, I will say, still a very good movie.
Yeah, did I miss anything? Wow, that baby's like 2 weeks old. do we miss anything? I don't think so. For Mike Lynch, Joe Fisher behind the glass.
We didn't talk about Alex Cora, but whatever. We
Alex Cora sucks. My name is Patrick Harris. We'll see you next. We'll see you next week. Go do something I would do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.